shit, period. All right? If you got a group of people that you call your friends and shit, and they not supportive, fuck them hoes.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Anaya Ivy, and welcome back to my podcast. I am your host, Anaya. I do the most sometimes here and there. As you guys know, I do like to pop my shit and talk shit and things of that nature. I'm very passionate. I am a Cancer. So if this is your first time listening, child, just buckle up and enjoy the ride. So today's episode, I wanted to dive into the topic as to why us adults, men and women, grown folks, we struggle with asking for help and apologizing, okay? I don't know why we struggle with that, but, you know, we're going to get into some things in this episode. We're going to have a little girl talk. We're going to have some affirmations. So if you're interested in hearing this topic, just sit back, relax, whether you're driving, working, walking, cleaning, relaxing, get your wine, get your snacks, get your water, whatever you do to just enjoy content, do that. And yeah, let's get into it. So a lot of you guys had admitted publicly that asking for help is something that you guys struggle with. And as someone who used to struggle with that, I just want to say that asking for help does not make you look weak. It doesn't make you look less than. It actually is powerful to ask for help. It's powerful to acknowledge that you need help. As someone who was in a very toxic relationship, and as a woman, you know, we're supposed to let a man lead, provide, protect, things of that nature. And when someone is doing something for you, it is very hard for an independent woman like myself or anybody who operates like me to ask for help. So sometimes we assume people around us should know that we need help. And then when the help is given, it's only given because they want to use it against you. Like, I was in a very toxic relationship with this person, would do things just to say they did it for face value and be like, I did this for you. And it made me operate in a space of like, this is exactly why I don't ask people for shit. And a lot of us operate. We may have similar experiences, whether it's with our parents, our friends, our partner, where someone rubs it in our face that they helped us out, even though it was very hard for us to open our mouth and say, I need help. It's unfortunate. It's disgusting. And I pray and hope that anybody who genuinely do need help don't come across those type of people, because it doesn't make you feel good to be like, see, this is exactly why I don't be asking motherfuckers for shit. This is why I go hard. This is why I work. This is why I stay to myself. And to be honest, that mindset is not healthy. And I had to unlearn that. And I think that me becoming a mom made me unlearn that nasty, ugly habit because of what someone else did to me. So now I don't give a fuck. I'm asking for help. Hey, I need this. Can you help me out? Like, I think now I'm not as worried about how someone perceives me. I'm not perfect. I'm far from perfect. I'm human. I'm just a girl. Like, I need help. I need my man to help me out. I need that male presence to help me out. But if you're going to use it against me, you can stay where the fuck you at. And that's just on Mary Had a Little Lamb. You know what I mean? Like, I need genuine help. I want someone to feel good knowing that they're helping me out. And vice versa. I want someone to ask me for help. And I want to feel good helping them out. And that's just on that. I think a lot of us don't want to ask because we don't want to be disappointed. We don't want to be told no. We don't want to hear, you know, I don't got it right now, or, you know, maybe tomorrow, next time. I think a lot of us, we rather do it ourselves to avoid disappointment because of those things. And that's also horrible. I think also, too, many of us, we have a poker face where we look like we have it all together. We seem like we have it all together. We're too prideful to ask for help. So we rather suffer in silence and stress ourselves out by doing it ourselves versus having to hear someone else's mouth or having to be on somebody else's time. And I think, like I said, me being in a new phase and chapter in my life, I have no issue asking for help now. Like, none at all, because I need less on my plate. Like, before, being an entrepreneur, being a businesswoman and doing multiple things, I think I enjoyed being busy, but now that I have a human to take care for, I have no issue asking for help. And I think that anybody who's a parent, you know, definitely ask your family and your friends for help, because they're wanting to, probably. You know what I mean? Especially when we talk about an innocent child and baby that just wants to be nurtured and loved on. Who doesn't want to help out? You know? So I think there's beauty in knowing that you need help and asking for help. And help could be so many things. It could be, you know, support that you need help. It could be financial help. It could be spiritual help. It could be physical help. Whatever the help may look like, you have to tell yourself that you will receive the help that you're seeking for and pray about it. Like I said, many adults, we struggle with asking for help. We're too prideful. We're ashamed. We don't want to be judged. And I think those things stunt your growth to evolving as a person. And I think the moment you free yourself from worrying about how others perceive you and actually getting the help that you need, you go further in life. So I just hope that anybody who struggles with asking for help, you know, you set yourself free. I don't know where this stems from. I don't know if it's a survival tactic, but a lot of us struggle with asking people for help. And I hope this episode encouraged you guys to put that bullshit to the side and seek help, whatever the help may be. The help could be real small, but it could be impactful to your life because you've now allowed someone to do something for you. Life is all about loving each other. It's supposed to be, at least. We live in such a corrupt world and it's so toxic and everybody's for me, 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 I. But community, togetherness is helping one another out. It is hearing one another. It is having empathy for one another. And I hope that I could use my voice and platform the best way I see fit and encouraging and speaking life into people, because we need it. I need help. You need help. My mom needs help. My friend needs help. You know, men need help. It's just something that we should not be ashamed about. And, you know, that's just my thoughts and opinions on it. So I know a lot of people publicly had basically said that asking for help is something that they really struggle with. But I personally also feel like saying I'm sorry is something that many adults struggle with as well. And I feel like apologizing, holding yourself accountable, and really being genuine with the apology is something that a lot of people struggle with. I think a lot of people are in this space where they want to be perfect. Like, they don't want to seem wrong. They don't want to seem like they're the one that fucked up. They don't want to seem like they're the reason why X, Y, and Z is the way it is. I think it's much easier to point the finger and play the victim and blame someone else, because then that takes away from the real issue, which is thyself. Which is, you know, a lot of people are their biggest problem and they don't realize it because they operate in a space where it's like, instead of being honest and apologizing, holding myself accountable, I'm just going to take the easy way out. And the easy way out is not actually easy, because you pay for it later on in life. Like, it's so funny when people think that they're getting over on someone else. Like, there's a saying, while you're digging a hole for me, dig one for yourself too. Like, you can't be sneaky with the universe, okay? You can't play the victim and God watches everything. It don't work that way. And the way karma and the way the law of attraction is, you're not fooling anybody but yourself when you're not honest with yourself, when you are not empathetic with other people, especially people you do wrong. So to me, it's like, is it really that fucking hard to say I'm sorry? But for a lot of people, it actually is. I think that when I was in my early 20s and I was going through my spiritual journey, I had to learn that there's so much power in having peace and being real with yourself by saying, you know what? I said something to you that I shouldn't have said, or I did this to you and I'm sorry and I apologize. I had to learn that it's so much power in that. Like, I've had disagreements with friends in the past, and being young and childish, I would let days go by. And I feel like life is so short that it's so simple to just be honest. It's so simple in valuing your connections and relationships with people. Like, is it more important to be right? Or is it more important to make sure that this person knows that they are valued and you care about them? You know, everybody's not replaceable. And I think that I value my relationships and connections with people. That's why I don't struggle in the I'm sorry era. Like, I'm not prideful in that space because, like I said, I value my connections with people. I value my friendships, my relationships, and I care more about that than being right. I care more about that than being in my feelings. I care more about that than being stuck in my ways. And I think that when people want to grow up and mature, they'll understand that basic, simple concept. And I'm happy that I learned that very young. Because I couldn't imagine being my age and still being stuck in my ways. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not fucking apologizing. Fuck them. They wrong. It gives toddler energy. It really does. And it's sad because social media will highlight and applaud that type of behavior. And reality is ignorant. Like, if you know you dead ass wrong, why is it so hard to say you wrong? If you know you did this person dirty, why is it so hard to apologize? If you know you was out of pocket, why? Why? And I think what plays a part into that is not having real people in your corner. Like, I have real people that I can call and be like, yo, am I wrong? And they are going to hold me accountable. A lot of people don't have real people around them. They have yes men. There's people that are afraid to be honest with people. And that hurts the person because it stunts their growth. You know, as spicy and as outspoken and as sassy as I am, I have people who are not intimidated nor afraid of me to tell me, you fucking up. You wrong. You dead ass wrong. You need to apologize. You need to fix it or not. I have no problem with receiving that type of feedback from people that know me personally. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot of people that don't have real, genuine people that give a fuck about them and that's not intimidated by them. Because a lot of people, you know, somebody can be like, oh, you know, there's people you can vent to and they be on your side because they don't want to step on your toes. They want to be on your good side because they fear you or they fear that if they be too honest, you might take it the wrong way. I can't be friends with people like that. I cannot be friends with people that do not want to hear my honest opinion about something they came to me with. Like, and if I have to be your friend or be in a relationship with you by kissing your ass and saying, you're right, it's them, they're the problem, it will never work because I'm being fake. And I can't operate being fake. That's not me. I got to be real with you because I got to be real with myself. So I feel like a lot of people don't have real people around them. That's why we have this thing where people, everybody's right. They're wrong. Don't apologize. Fuck them. You know, it's so sad that we lack empathy collectively as a whole, where we don't care about someone's feelings, but we care about our own to the point where we'll sacrifice a connection just to be right. It's weird. It's the weirdest shit ever. So I feel that even though people may say asking for help is hard, I feel like just admitting that you're wrong and apologizing is very difficult for people. There's a lot of people that will go through life with many regrets because they could have apologized or they could have made it right or they could have just simply said, you know what? We need to have a conversation. I was wrong. Like, there's so many people who will die with regrets because they are too prideful to admit that. And that could be something that stemmed from like childhood trauma with their own parents, where their parents may have never apologized, so they don't know, things of that nature. I feel like if you want to break free from that, you have to be that. You have to break that cycle. You know, I don't want to be the parent that does something stupid and I'm too good to apologize to my child because I'm the adult and they're the child. Like, I don't want to operate in that space because it's toxic and it doesn't serve me. And then therefore, I'm teaching her what, you know, by doing that, that she doesn't know how to apologize when she's wrong, you know, like, it's just weird. So that's just my thoughts on it. So normally on this podcast, I would like to do an affirmation or a tarot card. I'm going to switch it up today and we're going to do word of the day. And I wanted to share this with you guys. My grandmother came up with the word is loyalty. Let me know what loyalty looks like for you guys. You guys can vote on Spotify if you have the app. But let me know what loyalty look like. Are you loyal to yourself? Are you loyal to the game? Are you loyal to your children? Are you loyal to your man? Are you loyal to other people? Are you loyal to yourself? Let me know. But what does loyalty look like to you? That's the word? Mm-hmm. Loyalty. Okay, so what is loyalty to
That's
you?
That's a good word.
Yeah, it is. What's loyalty to you, Nene?
A person that's not going to stab you in the back, but might want to stab you in the front.
That's a good one.
Loyalty.
Yes. What does loyalty mean to you, though?
Somebody who's got your back all at all times, no matter if you're right or if you're wrong. Okay. Even if they think you're right. Even if they think you're wrong.
Even if they think you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. If right. They are loyal to you. Mm-hmm. Even if they think that you are wrong. They're mm-hmm. going to give you benefit of doubt.
Now, if someone holds you accountable when you're wrong, that's still loyalty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Some people are loyal to the bitter end.
Yeah, some people are loyal to the bitter end. Do you think that's common nowadays or no?
No.
No, it's not.
No, I don't think so.
You think people switch up when it's convenient?
I think people are just full of shit, period.
Yeah.
I think people are not loyal, not are they devoted. They out for themselves. Mm-hmm. For what they can get. Right. And it's like I told my daughter, a lot of it's all about what have you done for me lately? Mm-hmm. But what about what I did when I was working on my feet?
Yeah.
So I told my daughter, I said, when I was working it on my feet, I was good to people. Mm-hmm. But I found out when all this happened to me, some of those same people didn't know me.
So as you guys know, this is the Girl Talk portion of this podcast. If you would like for your email to be featured in the next episode's podcast for Girl Talk, you guys can email me, subject the Girl Talk, and keep it anonymous. My email is in the bio on my Instagram at The Annihilator. So let's just dive right into it. If you guys are interested in sending an email, it can be about anything you want advice on. So it doesn't have to be about relationships. It could literally be about anything. So I got an email, and this one is pretty lengthy. So we're just going to dive right into it. You guys, so this email is pretty lengthy, so bear with the kid. She says, I have a friend / coworker. She rents a table at my salon for me. Long story short, I keep my distance from her when it comes to super personal things. I've just noticed how she spreads other people's business and would just rather not. Her response, mannerism, everything in my soul tells me she's a hater and don't trust her. I can't explain it. My intuition is loud and clear about her. My husband and I own a salon together. We've been together for 11 years. We carpool. I hate driving, so he takes me places if I ask him to as well. We used to deliver Chinese together in high school. I say this to say we've always been attached. That's just us. That's how I like it. I'm not the kind of person who likes to be in the mix. I love being home, focusing on me. I've done that my whole life. She's made comments about my fiance being controlling because of this, and I've let her know that's not it at all, and I don't like being out. Well, this morning, I came into the shop 2 hours before my client, my fiance, started at our normal time, so I came along to do my nails. In the meantime, I've done this plenty of times before. As soon as I walked in the building, she says, what are you doing here so early? I would have slept in. Oh, I forgot you're not independent. I said, I'd rather not ever drive. She said, I don't get it. It's given domestic. I said, you really think that's funny? I don't care for the most part because I'm not. However, it really bothered me. It left me wanting to defend my relationship, but why would I? You know what I mean? Everyone else seems to think we have a perfect relationship, and I don't care about what it looks like because it's not perfect, but I find it interesting that this is what she comes up with. She could be projecting ? Anaya, how would you have responded to this, and will you move after? How would you move after? To be honest, everybody's going to have an opinion when it comes to someone's relationship, you know? I think that if it's healthy where you have your own identity outside of your relationship, that's important. Now, is she projecting and being a hater? Possibly so, you know? I feel like if you feel this strongly about her, that she's like a hater, she's this, she's that, she doesn't even need to be working in your space, to be honest, because that's just what it is. As we get older, we learn that there's people who are not going to be in our lives and we have to remove them. So it's already one thing you're not telling your business to her, but she's working in your space. So you're going to see her. She's going to know your business some way, somehow, just because she's in close, you know, she's close enough to see what's going on. So I just feel like if you want to protect your energy and you want to protect your relationship and you want to protect your peace of mind, remove the heifer out your shop. That's just how I see it. And let her be an outsider because she's inside. She's in your shop making money. You feel me? And she's also running her mouth. So with that being said, if you are wanting to protect your peace and you've already said your intuition is high, that's what I would do personally. I'd be like, hey, look, sis, it's been cool, however it's been going on between us, but I think moving forward, me and my husband, okay, we're going in a new direction for our shop, and you no longer fit that image or direction that we're going in. I feel like that's the best way, because you're going to continue to have issues and her saying slick shit because she feels comfortable enough to say it, and she's also working in your space that you're also working at. So I just feel like with that being said, you had to make some changes and adjustments. You are the boss. You call the shots. Call it. This episode is sponsored by, well, it could have been you. Well, it should be you. Do you have a brand, a business, or offer a service, and you're looking for more exposure outside of the typical Instagram promo? Well, with podcasts, a podcast ad is perfect for listeners and thousands of people to hear about your business. If you are interested in my personal ad space on the podcast, you guys can send a professional business email to AnayaIvyStyle@gmail.com. It will be 30 seconds and you guys will be able to tell me what you guys want me to say for the ad, and it will be placed just like this in a podcast episode. So yeah, take advantage. All right, so this is the second Girl Talk email. This one says, hey, Anaya, first, I just want to say I've been following you since 2014. Shout outs to my day one girlies. I was going to say bitches, but I'm trying to, like, you know, be a little polished on here. Shout out to my day one girlies because, bitch, what? So she says, congratulations on baby girl and also many blessings to you both. Thank you, babes. I do appreciate it. So she says, my advice is going to be about friendship because I've been going through it. I recently had a birthday, went on my first cruise with a friend. I invited this friend because I know I can turn up and party with her. Okay, before I read the whole email, let me just say this. We all got friends for different shit, but turn up friends, that's local shit. You can't... I might do a whole episode on just friendships and knowing which friend is for what, because I'm already seeing this is a red flag just from that comment, but I'm going to continue reading the email. So, darling, so it says, the cruise was on a Monday through Friday thing. By third day, which was my birthday, she started acting weird. It was that night we were getting dressed and she was just so quiet and dry. Went to dinner, she was talking a little. Went to the bar, she was barely saying much. My ass started talking to the people beside me and drinking with them. Then a lady invited us to the club. I said, okay. She was walking with us and then she stopped and turned around. She sent the text saying, I'm just going to sit here. Y'all go ahead. So me being who I am, I went back to check on my friend. We on the cruise together want to make sure she's okay. See, I ain't got time for all that. Bitch, it's my birthday. What the fuck is going on with you? Bitch, if you was going to be a party pooper, you should stay your ass at home. But let me finish the email because, you know. Anyways, where was I? This is why I don't like bitches like that. Like, I'm a girl's girl, but I got time. Like, girl, what? Get with the program, hoe. Anyways, because I lost my mark. Okay, so boom, 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 boom. I asked her, she's like, I'm fine. I said, no, you're being dry. Does your feet hurt? Want a nap? Arguing with your man? Like, what's he? She said, it's nothing. I'm fine. Just go to the club. Just go in the club. So I'm like, I'll be back going to the room. I went to the room and cried. I know, a baby, LOL. My whole thing was like, it's my birthday night. I turned 30. Once I had my moment, I came back, went into the club, and then her and I went to the bar. She was okay after that. Me being a Capricorn, I am. I'm going to talk about it. I don't do weird vibes or weird shit in general. We're at the airport and I bring it up. I'm like, did I do anything? She says, no, this is who I am. I get in these moods. That's why I like to be by myself. My other friends are the same way, so I don't have to hear this from them. I said, well, shout outs to them, but I'm not like that. I communicate. It was my birthday and I was wanting to turn up. I was genuinely concerned because your attitude switched so fast. She said, well, you kept asking what was wrong and that's annoying. I'm like, because I was concerned. We barely talked since then. I did reach out and say I didn't want any weird vibes between us. She said, we good. I don't know if I'm tripping. My whole thing was if she told me before the trip, look, I get in these moods where I just don't want to be bothered, I would have understood and be like, okay, she in one of the mood, I'll pass, whatever. She didn't. She blamed it on this is how I am, which I think is a weak-ass excuse for real. Then to act like that on the night of my birthday, I'm like, what the fuck, girl? We sitting at the bar on our phones because she don't want to talk. Shit was so weird. So I'm like, am I tripping? Should I love her from a distance? Let it all go. It ain't that deep. I don't know. My tolerance for people around that weird vibes is zero. And we all are dealing with shit, but I feel like one time to get the fuck away from reality and have fun, that's what it should be. Fun. Why I'm crying? Because my friend being weird towards me. Ugh. Again, thank you and keep doing great things. I will say that bitch is a hater. That bitch is a hater. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck what's going on. I'm gonna celebrate and be happy for my friend. Me and my nigga could have just broke up. I'm gonna be happy for my friend because it's her day. I think a lot of people don't like when the attention isn't on them. And the fact that she showed her ass and decided to be cold, distant, dry, instead of being that fun turner friend she normally portrays herself to be, she decided to ruin your moment because she is a hater. There's some people who are very envious of us. They're very close to us and they're envious, meaning they can't even genuinely be happy and celebrate and cheer and clap and be happy for you on your day because it's not about them. There's people like that. So I would say I'll never talk to that bitch again. No shade. And it is that deep. It's your birthday. This is not a regular day. This is not just y'all on vacation. This is your fucking birthday. And I'm big on birthdays. If you try to fuck up my birthday, you an enemy. You a op. You a hater and I can't trust you. That's just me personally. I would never do that to a friend. Like, I don't care if I'm having the worst day of my life. I'm going to make sure that I'm putting on my best poker face and being there for my friend because this is their day. Whatever issues, problems I have going on is my own personal thing and I'll deal with it my own personal time. But right now, I'm going to be there for my friend. And that's called being a good friend. And a lot of people don't know how to be a good friend. So, in my opinion, that hoe a hater. So, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Maybe this will stir up conversation for you and your loved ones to talk about loyalty and which is harder for you to do, whether that's ask for help or to apologize. If you are interested in being in Girl Talk, please make sure you send an email. And if you have any topics or subjects you would like for me to discuss on my platform, you guys can also send an email and subject it podcast topic. But anyways, I love you guys and we'll talk on the next episode. Mwah.